Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, here each Saturday morning for you to deepen your understanding of things you already think you understand, but undoubtedly have to understand on a deeper level. And one of those subjects on the tip of everybody's tongue is optimal immunity, your immune system. Why? Cancer. Just about every autoimmune disease, sickness, colds, flus, you name it. It's difficult to get around the importance of the immune system in the human body. And those of you interested in nutrition, of course, are looking for that wonderful herb. And there's an endless list of herbs that do enhance immunity, many of them in different ways. We're going to get to that today. But as always, the deeper concepts. This show is about the deeper concepts of immunity. And as always, you have to understand a little bit more so you can apply the concepts. So let's get to it. StraightTalk.cc. If you can, get on the website. That's 2 T's, StraightTalk.cc, not .com. Get on that website and look at the pictures. I have a video today that's a mind blower that hopefully we can get to. I put it on there. It's a YouTube clip. And we do so much with technology today, ever amazing technology, where we can actually film macrophages and lymphocytes and killer T cells and natural T killer cells all attacking viruses and bacteria and cancers, and where you can see them in real life 3D. Great stuff. However, although a picture's worth a thousand words, there's concepts we have to attach to this, and we have to get it a little bit deeper than simply buy the local herb. So, concepts in immunity. Why focus on the immune system? Well, you can't separate, first of all, immunity from the inflammatory process. And as I've discussed on so many shows, the inflammatory process creates the terrain in which the cells bathe. So there's three words here. There's the immune system, scavenging and looking for anything that's gone wrong in your body. And then there's different types of immune system cells, each with their own specialized martial art. So the different cells of the immune system you think about as martial artists, each proficient in one taekwondo, another one a different type of kung fu, then karate, then the boxers, then the judokas. And collectively, we have this militia of specialized cells, all of whom talk to each other, all of whom talk to each other by blowing a whistle to inform the other one how to tailor their attack. Against which we have very intelligent microbes, viruses, bacteria, parasites, and of course, the infamous cancer cell. And whether you're talking about bacteria, virus, parasite, or cancer, we'll focus on those today because it's where our immune system generally focuses. Whether you're talking about bacteria, virus, parasite, or cancer, you have to understand concept in red. Those entities are intelligent. Cancer is birthed out of ourselves and represents an intelligent microorganism. Cancer is really our own Frankenstein. Cancer's fascinated me for 2.5 decades. I would say scanning the literature, getting involved, looking at it from inside out and upside down in every single angle. The notion of kill the cancer, well, I don't know about it. Because cancer is a Frankenstein that we create. And perhaps the concept is don't kill it as opposed to Give it an environment that makes it unnecessary to grow. Of course, our immune system doesn't look at it that way. Our immune system, if it can, is consistently sending its militia out to scan, find, locate, and destroy tissues that are non-self. Problem with cancer, of course, is that cancer looks too much like ourself and sometimes fools our immune system. But in the main drift, whether it's microbe, parasite, virus, bacteria, or cancer cells, you have to understand these are intelligent, thinking, dynamic organisms against which our immune system is an intelligent microorganism in a sense of its own, and the two wage war. Now that we get the edge, well, that's the whole story of optimizing immunity. Based on key concepts, let's get into some of the key concepts. All right, first of all, if you can, if you're driving, I'll describe it. If you're doing something else and you can't get to the website, but if you can, go to picture number three. Picture number three. Now, there's a picture of all the cells of the immune system, or many of them, I should say. And that picture has neutrophils, eosinophils, basophils, macrophages, B cells, T cells, natural killer cells. I'm going to focus on four cells today because these cells you're going to hear so much about because they're so critical to what we call optimal immunity, because you're going to hear a lot about them in the literature. The macrophage, the natural killer cell, the B cell, and the T cell. Look at picture number four. If you go to picture number four, you're looking at a fantastic picture of a macrophage. Now, a macrophage is a form of a white blood cell that circulates. If you call it macrophage, it means it's circulating in between the cells of the body. So around every and inside every organ, you're going to have these amoeboid, Pac-Man, tentacled-like creatures called macrophages. And when they're so activated, they're going to effectively reach an arm out, wrap itself around whatever it wants, bacteria, a microbe, a virus, parasite, a heavy metal, any of these things. And those microbes are then sucked inside the macrophage, and the macrophage then secretes different chemicals to destroy the microbe. Now, a macrophage has to be activated. And until it's activated, relatively speaking, it's asleep. And one of the things that activates a macrophage is something called a beta-glucan. Beta-glucans exist in mushrooms. It's why lots of people eat mushrooms. When you hear that you can enhance immunity through the use of the mushrooms, it's because mushrooms, once they're, again, viable, so you have to get the right quality of mushroom, and that's another discussion. But assuming you get the right quality of mushroom, you're going to then be treated to what in the active faction of the mushroom is called a beta-D-glucan. And that component will attach to receptor sites on the macrophage, which makes the macrophage super aggressive. It activates it. So you have to use a word when you talk about immune system cells. It doesn't matter. You're talking about a B cell. You're talking about a killer T cell. You're talking about a T helper cell. You're talking about a macrophage. You're talking about a lymphocyte. When you talk about the immune system warriors, there's another step involved called activation. Activation is where environment comes in. This is an important concept. You can have all the cells of the immune system assembled, but all those cells require activation. We can say the bone marrow, which produces most of these cells, is functional. We can have this militia lined up at the right numbers, but that doesn't mean we have the variables to create activation of the immune system. This is a concept. What would you rather have? 100 inert martial artists or 25 fantastic, super dynamic martial artists? It's like that film 300. Just 300 active warriors could defeat 30,000 stiffs. The variability in immune system function very often isn't about the number, although there's something called immunosenescence, which means as you get older, because the bone marrow begins to decay. As you get older, because the bone marrow begins to deteriorate, you're going to find yourself producing immune system cells in smaller numbers. But that aside, and you really don't have to get too concerned about that until you're past 60. That aside, it's the quality, it's the aggressivity, it's the activation of each of these immune system warriors that's very much under your control one way or the other. Classic example, sleep. If you don't sleep, your immune system's dead. One of the marvelous things about the microscope is you can take blood from people, put it under a microscope, and look at the white blood cells under the microscope, and you'll see very different degrees of aggressivity. You'll either see white blood cells just sitting there dead and still, or you'll see them scurrying across the frame, obviously active, obviously electric, obviously dynamic, obviously hunting for what they're supposed to hunt for. So aggressivity or activation of the immune system is under our control, without which you can infuse as much as you want, they may be dead. You see this in cancer today. In cancer research today, one of the great moves, one of the touted therapies, is to take out your NK cells or your killer T cells, clone them, clone your own cells, and inject them back into you. This is being touted as one of the great breakthroughs, and to some extent it is. However, you see, when you talk about the aggressivity, when you talk about the electrical force, well, now you're talking about a different story. And of course, much to the dismay of the people doing this, the therapies, although on theoretical terms should work, in vitro they may work, but we're not there yet. It's like stem cell therapy. We understand how to inject stem cells into a little mouse whose kidney's failing and have the kidney regenerate, but when we actually use it in human beings, we have problems. And this is the thing about going from the test tube or the petri dish or the laboratory or the small furry animal into the massive ecosystem of Homo sapien, of human being. And you see this with the immune system when we clone the cells because we don't have enough killer T's or NK's to kill tumors, and yet we don't get the job done. And a big part of that is the quality of the warrior. Now, this is good news for you because you have a great deal of control. Sleep being one great example of what we know. Do your own Google search, sleep and immunity. What real sleep, deep sleep, prolonged sleep does for the immune system. Well, we don't really have a measurement to determine the overall effect, meaning there's no end to it, and so on and so forth. And I'm going to get to other things that measure variability of those immune system cells. So, concept. You've got four or five martial arts masters, macrophages, B cells, T cells, NK cells, lymphocytes, dendritic cells, scanning and searching for microbes, scanning and searching.